Yeah, dude.
Good morning.
You know, dude.
Yeah, dude. 6:33, it's Broncos Hunter.
I saw him on a podcast this weekend.
Oh, man. He's sober now. Yeah. Steve-O, he's sober. No more drugs, no more booze.
Yeah, it's like he hasn't changed, though.
Yeah, he's still the same guy.
You know, it's like, okay, he's sober, and he's off the booze, off the pills. But it's like the same Steve-O.
He still does the crazy stuff that he did before.
It's like his personality didn't change at all.
Yeah, dude.
I love it. I wonder if I would change if I was off the booze and pills.
Probably not.
No, probably the same guy. Just as loud. Maybe a little less loud.
All right.
Anyway, it's 6:34. Let's do your rock news.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
Well, Papa Roach has their new album officially with a release date. We're very excited. It's called Who Do You Trust? It will be out January 18th. They released another track from it called Not the Only One. And you can get that. Again, January 18th, brand new Papa Roach. Very exciting.
Pretty good, man.
Very exciting.
You know, it'd be awesome to get like Papa Roach or somebody like that to do a festival here in Southwest Michigan.
Right here in our backyard.
You know?
Well, let's get it happening.
We used to do it. You weren't around at the time, obviously. But
all the cool stuff happened before I got here.
Absolutely. We used to have a thing called Venetian Festival. And we'd have bands, famous people come in and go, you know, come and go. And they stopped doing it because it was too good. It was too much fun.
You know who ruined it? Indiana people.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah. Indiana people came in, ruined it. You sons of bitches.
You've ruined it.
You ruined it. We'll get it going again. We need to do the Brock and Hunter Festival.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, nobody would come.
Only chicks allowed. No dudes. No dongs. Just chicks.
Just two dudes in the whole, just you and I.
Just us swimming through babes, man.
Just a bunch of dudes outside the fence looking in like,
can we come in? No.
No.
It's us.
Quit looking in.
We'll put a barrier so they can't see.
No dudes allowed.
No dudes allowed. Lastly, on a more serious note, you moron, Connecticut police are treating the death of Ollie Herbert of All That Remains now as suspicious. Herbert was found dead in a pond on his property last month, and initial reports treated the death as an accident. Now, the Hartford Courant reports that the state police are investigating the circumstances of the death after state chief medical examiner Dr. James Gill said Herbert's manner of death is undetermined and will remain that until new information.
You know, you always got that vibe from day one. From like day one, you're like, something's
weird.
It
was. All the reports seemed really, really suspicious.
And I don't think anybody really said anything just out of respect.
Let's get through the
funeral and all of this.
Right now, the paper reports that investigators are compiling a timeline of Herbert's last 24 hours, reviewing his medical history, and searching for people who may have been in contact with him on or before his death on October 16th. Herbert and his wife, Elizabeth, have reportedly lived on the Stafford Springs home near the pond since 2014. But that house was also in pre-foreclosure at the time of Herbert's death. And actually, I was talking to our buddy Adam, who was in yesterday, and he said that now the wife is being questioned or she's being investigated and everything like that.
Yeah.
So, you know what? I really hope it was an accident. I hope there wasn't any foul play that involves a family. I'm not going to speculate anything at this point, but it's too bad now that it is being investigated. I mean, I want to find out if there was something done, but I hope there wasn't, because that is just, that'd be heartbreaking.
I always hope for the best, man, but it's just a little weird. There's something there.
So we'll keep everyone posted once we find out more, but as of right now, that death is being ruled suspicious. That's your rock news. We'll be back.